Show. Here's Pete and Lisa.
I'm an enormous James Bond fan, from Sean Connery to Daniel Craig and every Bond in between. There's a brand new book out that unpacks behind the scenes of James Bond. Robert Sellers is the author of The Search for Bond, How the 007 Role Was Won and Lost, and Robert joins us now. Man, I love James Bond. That music gets me pumped up, Robert.
Absolutely. I think it does everyone, doesn't it? I think along with the theme to Jaws, I think it's the most recognizable music, I think.
Lisa and I were talking off the air. I love James Bond. I love the whole franchise. I love that it's still relevant today. Women, I don't know, not so much. Lisa?
It's fine. I mean, I've watched it.
I love it.
But it doesn't, like, stick with me.
Oh, I love it.
It's boys with toys, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's okay. You know, some things are just for certain groups of people. But you said you love that song. When I hear that theme song, something inside of me dies.
I love it so much, man. I love it. You know, the purists love Sean Connery because he was the first Bond. Who's your favorite in the franchise?
For me, it's Sean. Yeah,
of course.
I mean, I'm 60 years old, so I didn't see the originals. I was too young, but I saw them when they were re-released in the cinemas in the UK in the early 70s. And he's the man. Yeah, he's the guy. I think he's got the combination perfect. If you look at all the Bonds that followed, Roger, Pierce, and even Daniel, I think Sean encompassed all of them in one persona. You know, he had the coolness, he's got the danger, and he's got the humor. He's got everything.
I grew up with Roger Moore, so I have a special place in my heart for him, but Sean Connery, of course. But Daniel Craig, man, he's a close second.
Yeah. I mean, my second would probably be Roger, but yeah, I think Daniel was perfect for the moment, wasn't he? I think he was right for the 2000s. He was a very sort of contemporary actor.
So how many Bonds were there? Seven, is that right?
Seven, yeah. Sean, George, Roger, Tim, Pierce, Daniel.
Okay.
And a big question mark for the next one.
Sean Connery did six, right?
He did.
Okay, George Lazenby did only one. He was one and done. What happened?
Yeah. Well, Nobody liked him.
He walked away. I mean, they offered him a five-picture deal.
Wow.
They offered halfway through the shoot. He never signed a contract to play James Bond. He didn't sign the contract. And halfway through the movie, every time he'd come off the set and go to his caravan, they'd put a contract in front of him and say, sign, George, sign. But he wouldn't. And it was a five-picture deal. And he walked away. He was told, he had a business advisor who told him, Bond is finished. Bond's a has-been. Because you had 1969, so you had the Grateful Dead, you had Woodstock, you had hippies, you had the flower power. And Bond was seen as this uptight Brit with a dinner jacket and a really short haircut. Everybody had long hair and was a sort of groovy man. And Bond was sort of out of date and a bit of a has-been. And this business guy said, George, get out. Get out while you can, because Bond is going down the path, you know. And here we still are talking about it.
Did Bond change from the 60s to the 2000s?
I think the world changes, doesn't it? So Bond has to change with the world. You know, people have complained that the Daniel Craig Bond is a little bit PC, a bit woke.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering, if the next Bond is going to be the antithesis of that.
Absolutely, yes. Because even now, you know, the Sean and the Roger Bond films have got trigger warnings on, haven't they? Because they're going to people. Which is, you know, I mean, the books, if you read the books, I reread them a few years ago, and after quite a period of time. Wow. I mean, some of that really is un-PC. It's quite shocking, some of it. The films are fine, I think. But yes, we don't want Bond to go too woke.
James Bond would be an HR nightmare to this day. There's always that footage that shows up on Instagram or TikTok where Sean Connery is spanking a woman in a bikini. Could you see that on film today?
Yeah. I mean, if the woman's consenting, why not?
Wow.
Yes, it's he's getting a massage, isn't he, by a scantily clad lady.
Yeah.
His boss comes to give him his latest mission, and he asks her to go, and she says, why? And he says, man talk, and then slaps her on the backside.
Spanks her. Yeah. Little spanky spank. Yeah. The Search for Bond is the name of the book. Can you list some of the actors who almost became James Bond?
Well, what's interesting is it may be the American actors, some of the American actors, because there's never been an American who played Bond. There's always been a Brit. Apart from George, he was an Aussie. So some of the Americans that were considered by the producers, not just speculated by the press, but actually were offered the job. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Burt Reynolds was offered it.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Okay. If Nivnet died instead of Roger, they were very seriously looking at Burt Reynolds.
Wow.
Paul Newman. John James, Dynasty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Adam West, he just finished doing Batman, the TV Batman, and Broccoli had dinner with Adam West and offered him Bond, but Adam West turned it down. In fact, all of the American actors, for the same reason, said no, and that was Bond has to be British. You can't have a Yank being Bond, you know.
Well, who is...
Wagner was another one. Bob Wagner. James Brolin. Octopussy. Roger was umming and ahhing about coming back. He hadn't signed the contract to come back and be Bond in Octopussy. This is 1983. Cubby went to James Brolin. He was a family friend. He did a screen test, and he was going to play Bond if Roger didn't come back. Roger did. So James Brolin didn't play, but he would have if Roger said no.
Robert, before you go, who's on the short list to become the next James Bond?
I think Henry Cavill's the front runner, I think.
Oh, that makes sense, Henry. Yeah.
I think he makes sense because it was down to him and Daniel for Casino Royale. It was literally the last two standing was Henry Cavill and Daniel Craig. We went with Daniel because he was more experienced.
The Search for Bond is the name of the book, Robert Sellers. Robert, thank you for your time, man.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.
More of The Pete McMurray Show next.